Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An ice jam along the Anchor River is flooding some roads and low areas along the Anchor River, prompting the National Weather Service to issue a flood advisory. The advisory is in effect until 1:15 p.m. Thursday afternoon. According to the National Weather Service, the ice jam is located in the Anchor River near Anchor Point, downstream of the Sterling Highway and the Anchor River State Recreation Area. Minor flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas is expected, as well as water over roadways. Just after 11 a.m. on Tuesday, emergency management reported that the ice jam was impounding water behind the jam and flooding the old Sterling Highway and the Anchor River State Recreation Area. An additional jam was reported near the Sterling Highway, where water rapidly rose along the river. When in the area, be aware of your surroundings and avoid driving on flooded roads if possible. Grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons saw their $24.6 billion merger blocked on Tuesday by judges in two separate cases, one brought by federal regulators and the other by the Washington State Attorney General. What would be the biggest grocery merger in U.S. history is now in legal peril after over 2 years of delays. The companies could choose to continue their legal appeals or abandon the deal. They await another ruling in a third lawsuit in Colorado. Kroger runs many familiar grocery stores, including Ralph's, Harris Teeter, Fred Meyer, and King Soopers. Albertsons owns Safeway and Vons. In statements on Tuesday, the companies argued the courts erred in their judgment and said they were evaluating their options. In Alaska, Kroger owns 11 Fred Meyer stores, while Albertsons owns 24 Cars or Safeway stores, as well as the Crow Creek Mercantile in Girdwood. As part of the merger, the companies were prepared to sell off 18 stores in Alaska. Bridget Shaughnessy Smith with the Alaska Public Interest Research Group, a nonprofit that has lobbied against the merger, called the decision a big win.
The grocery store competition we have is crucial to keeping prices fair, preserving consumer choice, and supporting the community well-being. This decision is a win for all Alaskans who rely on accessible and affordable food options.
Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A Kasilof man was arrested for the sexual abuse of five teenage girls on Tuesday, December 10th. According to the Department of Public Safety dispatch on the incident, the Alaska State Troopers were notified of alleged child sexual abuse that occurred on the Kenai Peninsula. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation's Soldotna Major Crimes Unit began investigating the allegations. Through their investigation, they determined that 38-year-old Kasilof resident Blake Distler had made sexual contact or offensive physical contact with at least five female teenagers. Distler was arrested by troopers on December 10th on charges of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree, sexual abuse of a minor in the third degree, harassment in the first degree, and harassment in the second degree.
The criminal conduct, we believe, occurred over about a one-year period. That's what we refer charges for on that gentleman.
That was Department of Public Safety Public Information Officer Austin McDaniel. Distler was remanded to the Wildwood pretrial facility on Tuesday and arraigned in Kenai on Wednesday morning. The bodies of two people believed to be crew members from the sunken Saner Windwalker were found on a beach near Huna on Monday. According to an online report from Alaska State Troopers, Alaska Wildlife Troopers from Juneau and Huna responded to a call that human remains were located in Spassky Bay, about 4 miles east of Huna. Two bodies were recovered and flown to Juneau aboard an Alaska National Guard helicopter. The bodies were found among debris from the Windwalker, a 52-foot Saner which capsized early December 1st, just off Point Coverdon with a crew of five aboard. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.